Good morning, and welcome to another action-packed episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here, took last week off, had a little vacation time, but ready to get into the heart of the summer, and we've got a good show today. This day in rock, we will recognize the anniversary of probably the most star-studded and influential live concert of all time. We've got new music from a classic rock powerhouse band for the first time in 10 years, plus our one-hit wonder and Phil's pick, all ahead here on WMFO.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between the knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone, the walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. But Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
One of my favorite bands from the late 90s and early 2000s, kind of alt-rock pop sound. That is Everclear. The song is wonderful. And we heard John Cougar and Jack and Diane from 1982's American Fool album. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here. It is Monday morning, July 12th. As I mentioned, we are in the now dog days of summer. And like all good New Englanders, I feel very compelled to talk about the weather. We've had some crazy weather over the last week or 10 days, right? Last Wednesday was the 13th day that the temperature reached over 90 degrees in Boston. The first one was on May 27th. Last year, there were only 15 days over 90, so we will easily top that this year. Then it plummeted, right? It got down to like 60 as a high. And on June 30th, we hit 100 for the first time in 10 years. So you do that, and then you throw in the like torrential tropical storm flooding, and we've really had a crazy time with the weather for the first 10 days of July. Also in the news, a state of emergency was declared in Tokyo because COVID-19 cases are just surging there. So the decision was made to remove spectators from the Olympic Games, which are going to start on the 23rd of July. There will be no fans, and so it's going to look a lot like sports looked in the United States and all over the world last year. The National Stadium is going to probably stand empty, including for the opening ceremonies. And oh, by the way, that cost $1.4 billion to build. It has been a pleasure to watch the NBA and the NHL playoffs and the Red Sox with arenas full of fans, but we will not get that as the Olympics start in just a couple of weeks. It is time for a fresh Phil's pick. I did get a chance to spend some time with Phil last week, first time face-to-face since before the pandemic, and we had some interesting thoughts about the show, and so I'll share those with you later. But right now, let's get right into Phil's pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is If You Got a Problem by Joy Oladokun. Joy is a singer-songwriter whose music encompasses contemporary folk, R&B, and pop. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
When the light is gone and you're on your own, you've been trying but the fight never goes away, and you don't know when the sun will shine again. All you gotta do is look my way. If you got a problem, I got a problem too. If you're standing at the bottom, I'll reach out for you. If you need someone to lean on, baby, I can be strong. I will carry you through. If you got something to believe, if you want, you can always put your faith in me. I don't know it all, but I know how it feels to fall with a helping hand to find your feet. If you got a problem, I got a problem too. If you're standing at the bottom, I'll reach out for you. If you need someone to lean on, baby, I can be strong. I will carry you through. If you got a problem, I got a problem too. If you're lonely, if you're down and out, holding out for a better day, call up for
I'm
From the very first album, that is Foreigner and Fool For You Anyway. And we heard Phil's pick for today, Joy Aladokun, If You've Got a Problem. Foreigner, by the way, is embarking on a 121-date tour across 16 countries in 2021 and 22. They kicked it off on June 24th, and it will bring them to this area on August 27th and 8th. They'll be playing the South Shore Music Circus in Cohasset on the 27th, and the Cape Cod Melody Tent in Hyannis on the 28th of August. And early reviews are really, really good. They do not shy away from playing all their hits, and sounds like it could be a fun night if you are in the area and want to see them as we get toward the end of the summer. Well, this is an interesting day in rock history. This day in 1979 was Disco Demolition Night at Comiskey Park in Chicago. Do you remember that? The White Sox and Tigers were playing a doubleheader, and the plan was to blow up a bunch of disco albums between games right there in the outfield. Right? What could go wrong? Well, it turned into a riot when the fans rushed the field in a disco-hating frenzy. The second game had to be canceled. And tomorrow, July 13th, is the anniversary of what is possibly the most ambitious and impactful concert ever. On that date in 1985, the Live Aid concert took place in Philadelphia and London to raise money for the hungry in Africa. The event was the brainchild of Bob Geldof. He's the lead singer of the Boomtown Rats. And he was moved after seeing a news report on the drought and famine that had swept across Ethiopia. The concert spanned across two stages in two continents, JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, where about 100,000 people packed in, and London's Wembley Stadium, where 72,000 people were there. And it was, of course, broadcast live across the world to an audience of over 2 billion people in 150 nations. The concert raised more than $50 million, and it featured 70 acts across 16 hours, including virtually every big name possible. This is just a partial list. Beach Boys, Dire Straits, U2, Sting, Bryan Adams, Queen, Elvis Costello, David Bowie, The Pretenders, The Who, Elton John, Madonna, Paul McCartney, Tom Petty, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Judas Priest, The Cars, Eric Clapton, Duran Duran, Hall & Oates, Mick Jagger, Bob Dylan, and a Led Zeppelin reunion, and Phil Collins, who performed in London in the morning, then hopped on the Concorde for an 8-hour flight to Philadelphia, where he performed that night. It's hard to pick one moment to highlight, but I've chosen this one because this performance was one of the framing elements in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. And among all the acts, it is well accepted that Freddie Mercury stole the show at Live Aid. So, from the Live Aid soundtrack, here is Queen on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
We'll be right back. Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Say Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Say Rock of Ages.
Marshall Crenshaw. And before that, from the Live Aid soundtrack, we heard Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody and Radio Gaga. And that concert was tomorrow on that date, July 13th, 1985. After that performance, Elton John famously went up to the band and said, "You bastards, you stole the show." And it is true that even though there were so many great acts there, that performance has only grown in stature over the years. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters said, "Every band should study Queen at Live Aid. I consider Freddie Mercury the greatest frontman of all time." And who is to argue with Dave Grohl? Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here on Rock of Ages. We do it every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And as I mentioned earlier, I did get to spend the 4th of July weekend with Phil famously of Phil's Pick, Phil from Watertown, and his family during the rainy 4th of July weekend. We had a good time together, and we did have an opportunity to talk about the show and how we might expand on Phil's Pick or what we might do. One of the things we talked about was possibly featuring an album side, and we talked about that a little bit. At the end of the day, I think we decided that that wouldn't be such a great thing to do because it would just take up a lot of airtime, but there wouldn't be a lot of time to talk and provide information. And then we started thinking about what albums we might want to play. The one thing I love about Phil's Pick is that Phil's taste in music is somewhat different from mine, so it brings a different flavor to the show. And so I wondered if we would ever be able to even decide upon an album. But surprisingly, we did get to consensus on one pretty quickly. It's an album that both of us really would love to listen to cover to cover, and in fact, we did that night that we were talking about it. So let's play one now from the great Inner Visions album by Stevie Wonder. This is Living for the City, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
A boy's born in hard-time Mississippi, surrounded by
for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny. Living just enough, just enough for the city.
Like I pictured it. Skyscraper and everything.
Hey, brother. Hey, come here, Slick. Hey, huh? You look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, brother.
Hey, look here. Run this cross the street for me right quick, okay? Run this cross the street
for me. Hey. What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Drag your mouth.
Oh, no. What'd I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
Let's go. A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on! Get in that cell, nigger.
God. No.
Stevie Wonder from Inner Visions. And if you've got 45 spare minutes, you're driving somewhere, if you're just laying around the house, put that album on and listen to it end to end. You will not be sorry. Well, it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Today we'll go to the new wave era of the 1980s. The band Talk Talk was British, as were many of those new wave bands at that time. They released 5 albums in all, and each was very different in style. But the lone album rock radio hit came off their 3rd album, released in 1983, called It's My Life, which was a big hit in America and in England. In 1987, while they were working on their 4th album, it became late and over budget, and then they announced to their record company that they would not release any singles and they would not tour to support it, so that led to a split with their record company, EMI, and they never really recovered after that. You may also know this song from a cover that Gwen Stefani had a hit with. Our one-hit wonder this week is It's My Life by Talk Talk on Rock of Ages.
I'm was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine ride to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears, people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children cursed the men who picked the coil, and men not fit for marriage.
That's Pete Townsend from his very excellent third solo album. All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes is the name of it, whatever that means, from 1982. And the song is Slit Skirts, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Before that, Talk Talk and It's My Life. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, We will be back in just a minute, less than that actually, 30 seconds, with a new song from an old friend band.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Journey has released their first new song in 10 years. It's called The Way It Used to Be. It's from an album that is still untitled, and they hope to release it by the end of the calendar year. It's a new lineup which features the return of Randy Jackson. Yes, the same Randy Jackson that you know and love as one of the original judges on American Idol. Steve Perry is not on vocals. He hasn't been since he quit the band in 1996 after their album Trial by Fire. I always did wonder about the circumstances that led to him leaving the band, and I did a little research. It turns out that shortly after that album was released, Steve Perry hurt his hip while hiking, and he needed hip replacement surgery, and he was very slow to decide to get the surgery that he needed, and the band started to get impatient. And after about 18 months, they gave him an ultimatum: get the surgery or you will be replaced. And he didn't like that, and he quit. And that basically was the end of Steve Perry as the lead singer of Journey. Arnel Pineda from the Philippines is the new lead singer. He was originally in a band called The Zoo, and it's very interesting how he got the gig. Videos of The Zoo performing cover bands were on YouTube. In February of 2007, Neil Sean of Journey saw them, and he contacted someone named Neil Gomez, a longtime friend of Pineda, who had uploaded many of these videos, to ask for his contact information. And so Sean invited Pineda to audition for Journey. He initially thought it was a joke and didn't even respond, but after being persuaded, he finally did. And 10 minutes later, they were on the phone. He was invited to San Francisco for a one-week audition, and he made the band, and the rest is history. So he's on lead on this, new from Journey. This is called The Way It Used to Be on Rock of Ages. Close. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. She's going to listen to her heart. And The Way It Used to Be is new from Journey here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. You can join me every Monday morning from 8 till 9 right here on Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. So until next week, I hope you have a great week. A fantastic weekend, and we will see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music.